You're listening to SBS News.
A new report in the Medical Journal of Australia has mapped out possible solutions to preventable stillbirths among migrant and refugee women. Lead author of the report, Professor Jane Yelland from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, said there are a number of barriers migrant and refugee women face when accessing information about pregnancy, and the big one is language.
In the context of migration, particularly when people come from a country where English is not the main language that of that country, being able to access information in people's own language and communication with service providers is really paramount, and provides, in many ways, as a barrier to accessing care and navigating one's way around what is actually a very complex health system.
Professor Yelland says while there are sometimes medical or physical reasons for higher rates of stillbirths among migrant women, there's often a range of contributing factors.
Some women from particular regions are at higher risk of stillbirth. And one explanation for the higher risk of stillbirth amongst South Asian women, so women from that were born in India or Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Afghanistan and Bangladesh, those women are at higher risk, and this is related to the difference in gestational length and fetal growth.
Co-author and senior research fellow at Melbourne University, Dr. Alicia Riggs, says refugee women face even more social disadvantage when they come to having a baby, and it's important for health workers to be aware of that.
Individuals of refugee background often have experiences of torture and trauma and can face additional hardships around the time of pregnancy, which is only just exacerbated by their levels of English proficiency and low health literacy. So services need to ensure that they're responsive in providing trauma-informed care, which means really being aware of the refugee experience and how that can impact on a woman and her family at the time of having a baby.
Joseph Swartz from the Foundation for Survivors of Torture in Melbourne agrees, saying refugees, particularly those that have experienced trauma, need extra support in accessing services when they get to Australia.
If they're coming from countries where the health services are very different to Australia's, commonly their English proficiency is lower than that would be, you know, of other migrants, even from a non-English speaking background. So they need support in that area as well to communicate effectively.
Professor Yelland says doctors, nurses and other health workers can do more to prevent stillbirths among refugee and migrant women. And it starts by simply making them feel welcome and making sure they understand the information they're being given.
Clinicians are meant to be telling women about sleeping position, for example, not smoking in pregnancy, what to look out for in terms of reduced fetal movement. The latter one's really important because people need to have information that they can understand and then act on. You have to be able to understand that information and then know where to go to if you're concerned, and know that when you go somewhere that you're going to get a response.
Dr. Riggs says while there's lots of work still to be done, there are some programs leading the way. The group pregnancy care program in Melbourne was started for migrant and refugee women. Dr. Riggs says the program brings together nurses and midwives, translators and pregnant women so they can all ask questions and have them answered in their own language in a safe community setting.
What we're finding is that it's increased women's access to antenatal care, so women are attending all of their healthcare appointments, women are understanding the information that's been given, and women are attending referrals if they've been referred to additional services for extra support and care.
But the most important thing, Dr. Riggs says, is listening to refugee and migrant women about what their needs are.
What really matters to women and communities who are new to Australia is asking them for their opinion about what they would like from healthcare, because that's the only way we're going to see real change in ending preventable stillbirth and other poor outcomes.
Kira Jenkins, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.